Thank you, and a big good morning to you. David Pedersen and Holly Grigsby have been arrested in California. They are suspects in an Everett, Washington homicide and appear to be connected to the disappearance of 19-year-old Cody Myers of Yamhill County. Oregon State Police Lieutenant Greg Hastings says Myers' car was spotted north of Sacramento.
A California Highway Patrol officer who had overheard a report of be on the lookout for these suspects, as well as the vehicle that was driven by Cody Myers before he disappeared.
A couple of hours before the arrests, police had reported the body of a young man had been found in a rural area of the Mid-Willamette Valley. Investigators now say that body is indeed that of Myers, who had been missing since Saturday. A full gym at the Boys and Girls Club in Bend at lunchtime yesterday. It was a fundraiser to help get the kids back into their own building. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer helped host the luncheon and has our report.
In August, the Boys and Girls Club flooded when some rain and hail got in during some roof repair. Since then, the kids have been using the downtown Methodist Church. The club is still waiting on a decision on what insurance will pay for, but in the meantime, the club has sustained $300,000 in damage. The nearly 300 people who attended the luncheon on Wednesday helped close some of the funding gap. Jerry Andrus was the first Boys and Girls Club board president in Central Oregon.
We're trying to fill in a gap that has been caused by the adversity that this building received, and the goal today was to raise $30,000 to help bridge the gap and so we can get the club back into this building. But beyond that, the club always needs money.
The club hopes to move back into the Boys and Girls Club by November. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Many customers are shopping around now that big banks have announced new fees on checking accounts and debit card use. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says they've heard from concerned customers who fear the credit unions will follow the lead of Bank of America and Wells Fargo in charging for debit cards.
There's a lot of people that are disgruntled with, you know, having to pay a fee on a debit card because that money's coming directly out of their account. And it really goes to interchange fees. And one of the things that we're struggling with is, you know, this is happening to the large banks right now.
Frick does say in 2 years this could affect community banks and credit unions because they may also be capped at how much they're allowed to charge merchants for the debit and credit card services. Frick says it's not a free service, and so the limit means they may have to pass on the difference in cost to customers. Representative Greg Walden's legislation to create much-needed jobs, clean energy, and water conservation in Crook County took an important step forward yesterday. The House Natural Resources Committee voted to send Walden's Central Oregon Jobs and Water Security Act to the House floor, setting up a final vote. The bill would fix a boundary line error at Bowman Dam, paving the way for construction of a small-scale hydropower facility at the base of the dam. It would also provide water for the city of Prineville to attract additional projects, much like Facebook. In a written statement, Walden said, quote, "This is exactly the kind of common sense, no-cost legislation that Congress should be taking up to create good jobs at no cost to the taxpayer," end quote. Job hunters are being warned about a scam in the want ads. 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports.
The ad says, wanted, driver needed for an actor coming to Portland. If you apply, you get a letter back saying you've got the job. Here comes some money. Rent me a Mercedes.
They send you a check, and then they ask you to send them some percentage of that. In reality, the check is going to bounce, and you're going to be out whatever money you sent them.
Tony Green in the Oregon Attorney General's office says it's a new twist on a common scam. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the Assistance League of Bend has helped thousands of children and adults over the years. Well, Tuesday, the group celebrated its 22nd anniversary. They were at the Bend Walmart in connection with their largest program, Operation School Bell. It provides clothing for needy kids in the Pendle Pine School District. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast coming up at 6:35. In that one, we'll take a look at jobs at Walmart, a proposed expansion, and the Oregon Health Plan holding a meeting here. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.